This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, May 2nd, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Nigerian African bishops called for the president of Nigeria, Muhammadu Buhari, to step down after Muslim Fulani herdsmen stormed a Catholic church in the central Benue state on April 25th, killing 19 people, including 2 priests, reports the World Watch Monitor. After Nigeria's House of Representatives summoned Buhari over the killings, the assembly also passed a vote of no confidence in the country's service chiefs for the armed forces and all the security advisors to the president. Protesters marked International Workers' Day with a rally in London's Trafalgar Square yesterday. Organized by United Voices of the World and the Independent Workers' Union of Great Britain, some marchers actually held up pictures of Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin, reports the Daily Mail. Stalin, who killed between 20 and 60 million of his own people, allegedly declared, quote, "Death is the solution to all problems. No man, no problem," end quote. Either the protesters are inexcusably ignorant, or they are advocating more mass murder. On Monday, the New York Times published around 4 dozen questions compiled by President Donald Trump's lawyers during negotiations with Mueller's investigators earlier this year over the prospect of a presidential interview, reports the Associated Press. Mueller is investigating Russian meddling in the 2016 election, whether Trump's campaign was involved, and if the president obstructed justice after the campaign. President Trump says it's quote-unquote disgraceful that a list of proposed questions was leaked to the news media. Women's Care Pregnancy Center has been blocked from opening next to a proposed abortion mill by South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, reports Life News. The city council had approved the rezoning measure last week in a narrow 5-4 vote, so it's unknown whether they have the political will to override the mayor's veto, which he explained in his letter, which we have linked in our transcript at theworldview.com. In the meantime, the abortion mill is clearly threatened by good old-fashioned American competition, as it will be less successful in persuading pregnant women to kill their unborn babies. Female students at Divine Child Catholic High School in Dearborn, Michigan, have been forewarned in writing not to wear revealing dresses to the prom, which would show too much skin, reports WJBK. In fact, if they arrive at the prom dressed immodestly, the faculty will require them to wear a modesty poncho over their dress if they choose to stay. The modesty poncho was the brainchild of theology teacher Mary Pat O'Malley, in order to give the girls enough time to get an appropriate dress.
You're trying to focus on the inner beauty of people and not draw attention to something that doesn't really need to have attention drawn to it. It was really intended as a deterrent, and a very lighthearted one at that.
One parent who objected anonymously claimed, quote, "It's a method of shaming," end quote. 1 Timothy 2:9 says, "I also want the women to dress modestly, with decency and propriety." Cigna, a global health service company, released results from a national survey of 20,000 American adults ages 18 years and older exploring the impact of loneliness. Nearly half of Americans report sometimes or always feeling alone. 1 in 4 Americans rarely or never feel as though there are people who really understand them. And Generation Z, adults ages 18 to 22, is the loneliest generation and claims to be in worse health than older generations. Cigna determined that the key to lowering loneliness is getting the right balance of sleep, work, socializing with friends, family, and me time. Here at The Worldview, we would add getting right with God and getting plugged into church. And finally, a new archaeological discovery is helping to confirm the biblical record that presents King David as an historical figure in ancient Israel, reports BreakingIsraelNews.com. Up until now, archaeologists were unable to find, quote, "fortifications, public works, or signs of statehood," end quote, to give evidence of civilization dating back to the time when David is supposed to have ruled. Professor Abraham Faust, director of the archaeological dig, announced the, quote, New Discovery at Tel Eden, located in the Judean Shephelah to the east of the Hebron Hills, end quote, which has been identified as the biblical city of Eglon, a Canaanite city which fought against Israel. The archaeological discovery confirms the scripture of 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is God-breathed. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, May 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.